Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd like to say welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. Try to bring issue topics, crazy stuff to you. Crazy. And I mean crazy. Ain't no other way to put it. It's crazy. And we're buying into it. A lot of our people are buying into it. And that's what makes it really crazy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Everybody needs to be part of the conversation. Everybody needs to understand. All right, we'll start off with some crazy news, because Alfonso Rachel is going to join me after the break, and we'll have some great crazy news when he comes on. So, you know, Masters Week, it's like the biggest golf sports extravaganza. It's along the lines of, some of the big horse races, that kind of thing. And you get people from all over the world with big bucks that show up at these things. You know, I don't know how they get all those seats and all they get all the reservations on Delta and American and, they don't. No, they, remember, the eco-freaks, the ones that keep telling us what we're doing wrong to pollute the environment. Let me give you some numbers here. There were rows and rows of private jets at the local airport. Over 500,000 gallons of fuel had to be brought in. And they had to hire 100 extra employees. Now, Masters Week is like, you know, to put it in perspective, it's like the Super Bowl, you know, of golf. And the Masters turned the Augusta Regional Airport into a crazy, crazy hub for just 1 week. Now, the airport added several direct flights and hired more than 100 new employees to handle the 30,000-plus people who come through to watch the golf match. Now, there were slews of famous people, too, you know, private jets and all that that came through the airport. So, when they start telling you about the damage you're doing to, you know, the ecosystem. Say, how did you get here? That's the question I would ask. How exactly did you get here? Oh, you came in on one of those gas-guzzling jets. Got it. So, and no week is busier for this airport than this week, than that week of the golf, the Masters golf course, golf challenge, whatever it's called. And they're only 13 miles. I mean, the airport's, you know, what is that, 15 minutes away? Max? I'm sure they have limos going back and forth all day long. Now, Augusta Regional only has two runways and six gates to park these planes at. And, you know, in all fairness, they don't always park these planes. Right? It has two restaurants on site, typically only serves two airlines. The four U.S. cities, Delta to Atlanta, America to Charlotte, Dallas, Fort Worth, and D.C. But when the Masters rolls around, you almost can't move around on the tarmac. Right? For the Masters, Augusta Regional expands its operations with airlines adding direct flights from New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, Miami. So they temporarily bring in larger airliners to work this. But again, I want to go back to think about something. They scream at us for driving our cars too much, for not wanting electric cars. And yet, according to the numbers here, there's about 1,500 to 1,600 corporate jets that fly in and out of there on the week of Masters. Do you understand how much fuel that is? They had to actually bring in 500,000 gallons of fuel. So you have to look at them. They're at one of these award ceremonies telling you how great they are and what they haven't done, what they've done to fight this as they're getting ready to go on their plane to go to something in Europe or wherever. It's ridiculous. So the airport manager said on the average about 30,000 to 35,000 people show up this week, when they only see 20,000 to 30,000 a month go through the airport. Big difference, isn't it? The airport also has hired well over 100 additional employees for help. Every aircraft has to be parked by a parking team, and then another team will get the passengers off and get them through their, off the ground and into the airport to their transportation. And then there's another team of employees. My God, we'll take care of the aircraft, whether it needs fuel or cleaning or whatever. It's just crazy. But hey, polluting the air, no big deal for these people. They'll pay. They don't pay the fines. They pay the carbon credits. Can somebody please tell me what a carbon credit does? No, in all honesty, what does it do? I mean, people up there scrubbing air on the top of mountains. This is just ridiculous. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I do want you part of the solution. It's truly the only way to fix all this. Otherwise, we are part of the problem. You know? Got a lot of crazy stuff coming up. We're going to deal with it with Alfonso Rachel. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yeah, that's 75. Well, that's $1.75. Sure, anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, a real Joe, 855-732-556. Let me bring him on. I mean, I gotta ask questions here. Now, Father Rachel joins us like he does every week, right? He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and co-host of Soul Food Radio, Zoe. What's with that
shirt? That's right.
Is that who I think it is?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, okay. Well, I saw it kind of as you were moving around. I see it's Frederick Douglass now, but I thought it was, it kind of looked like Karl Marx with that hair.
Well, I'm glad that you said Frederick Douglass, because I've actually had people even go say, hey, that's Karl Marx, right on. I'm like, ew, that's not Karl Marx.
Hey, listen, I want some extra credit here. I'm a white guy who knows that that was Frederick Douglass. How do you like that?
Right.
Do I get some, don't I get some, I get some points or something, don't I? I guess I wouldn't get brownie points. I'd get blackie points or something like that. I don't know. What would you call it?
Brownie points work. I like that. Like
the brownie points. You know, but everybody's making stuff of color. We should have, I mean, we should have some real fun with it, I think, anyhow. We could have pinko points. I mean, pinky points. And
you don't want pinko points, man, because that means that those points are going to have to be, like, spread around. Somebody else needs to lay claim to some.
Well, the government will come and get them once I.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, they'll come over. Well, you would hand them to us. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. So, I mean, just crazy stuff. All right. You've got to be excited today, aren't you? I mean, the role came in, and the Senate confirmed Kijaja Brown Jackson, whatever her name is, as to the Supreme Court, and the left was all over Tim Brown for not voting for her because, you know, he totally gets one of the first black people to go on to be the Supreme Court. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's a guy who, like, sits five seats down from her. His name is Clarence Thomas. I think he's black. You know?
Yeah.
But really, they're dancing in the streets like Jesus returned.
I didn't get the memo on why I'm supposed to be happy about this. But, Ketanji, let's say, we're all supposed to be all excited and happy about a woman who can't define what a woman is. She's supposed to be being celebrated. And why are they celebrating? If they're celebrating, it's obviously because it was, you know, I mean, Biden is like, hey, I'm going to elect the first black, you know, female judge to Supreme Court. And they're out there dancing because she's the first black female in the Supreme Court. She's got to be scratching her head. Like, why are they celebrating? I don't know what they're celebrating for. Are they supposed? I'm a woman? Is that really? I had no idea. I didn't know that I was a woman. So I can't get behind that.
Yeah, no. How would we know she was a woman? If she would give us a definition, we could tell. But if she doesn't know, I think she should earn. She should have honestly pulled her name from the from the nomination because she knows what he wanted, and you want to do what the president wants.
Yeah, and like I said, I think, she's been a woman, I reckon, longer than she's been a judge. I figure she should be able to interpret what a woman is far easier than she can interpret the Constitution, which I don't trust her to be able to do that either. Tim Scott is under no obligation to celebrate, Clarence Thomas neither. So that's just the thing about these Democrats. They make these narratives that I guess we're obligated to abide by, and they're in control of what qualifies as being black. It's like they really haven't stopped with that slave mindset that they want to keep us under ever since. they just don't stop. Yeah.
No, isn't that funny though? I heard a guy talking last night doing a commentary, and I can't think of what his name was, but he said, "Look, slavery's been gone for 400 years." Right? He's talking about slavery over the years. There's been slavery, this, that, and the other thing. And he went, how many of you were slaves? You know, how many black folks that want reparations, that want this, that want that? How many of you are actual slaves? And if you're sitting there on your couch collecting a government check because your great-great-great-grandmother, grandfather, whatever, were slaves, you're just lazy. Because there's work out there for everybody. And I was thinking to myself, oh, God, I'd love to get that guy on the show to speak to that because, you know, again, I do it, and you know what they say. They start beating on it. And I go, look, there's been slavery around. I mean, people think, what's his name? Tim, the Democrat. I mean, he said we invented slavery. Like, how do these guys get out? First of all, how do they get out of high school? And number two, how do they get into the Senate? I mean, the Congress. You know, we have an IQ of 12 to get elected?
Well, with that same, an IQ of 12, I guess, to cast a vote. Because these people are pandering to painfully ignorant people. They use this kind of, these hot-button words to play to victims. People want to feel empowered. It's like an oxymoron, man. Empowered victims. And that's what they do. That's what they do. They go out and appeal to people's victim mentality and throw these words like slavery around. And, you know, these people who are collecting, you know, these subsidies, you know, yeah, they're slaves, but, I mean, they may even think of themselves, so they can't get over slavery. And I'm like, well, you know, slaves didn't actually receive checks. They might have received like a bowl of corn gruel or something like that, or, you know, and some stuff that they fed the hogs, you know, or the remains of the hogs, which like Irish people were eating before blacks were, you know, that's what, even like the peasantry with white people, you know, black people, like, you know, they only gave us like the remains of the hog and we just had to eat chitlins and stuff like that. There was white people eating that before you. So, you know, this whole victim thing is, if you were the only people who have ever been slaves and only people who have ever been treated like second class citizens, yeah, that's been going on. And in Africa, that was going on far longer than that happened in America. It was actually black Africans and Muslims and whatnot that sold y'all out. And even before Islam became a religion, long before that, you had African countries, nations, enslaving other black Africans. You know, long before white people became new customers in that slave trade.
Well, you know, I was reading an article about slavery in Africa, and one of the things that it was very, very prominent is like when one tribe would take over another tribe or what have you, the men were all made slaves. And they weren't just used in that tribe, but they were actually sold to other tribes and other peoples, you know, back then. So you're going, okay, so slavery is not new to this country. It's not new to Europe. It's been going on forever. If you're a Bible believer, yeah, slavery has been going on. Remember those Hebrew people? Remember that? And it just,
And then with Ketanji, since Ketanji can't define herself as a woman, I guess she still gets to enjoy being the first black you know, Supreme Court justice, I guess, which, you know, totally cancels out, because they're cancel culture. They canceled out Clarence Thomas, and I guess that means who, like Thurgood Marshall? Man, we ain't gonna have no judges for Black History Month, man.
I mean, but what you said in the beginning was perfect. It was like, how could she be the first black female or black woman justice when she doesn't know what a woman is? I don't know. I don't know what a woman is. Anyway, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the market and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate.
The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former clerk for Justice Thomas Kerry Severino reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea that Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Let's see your host. I'll be glad to have you. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, I have a musician on with me, and I want to see what he feels about it. Take a listen.
Be a woman and compete. I may have two balls and big feet. Don't you question why I can't keep up with the guys. I want to be a woman and compete. I'm going to get a scholarship. Win myself a championship.
Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me like he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. Oh, no, you got to hear the rest of the song. The rest of the song's great, okay? And leave it to... Leave it. Forgive me, don't be offended, guys, but leave it to a country guy to pull this together in no time and get it out there. And, you know, he's got a boatload of views, listens, whatever, on this. I mean, this is how ludicrous it is. If the other side's going to be that ludicrous, then we need to be too.
Hey, okay? To point out absurdity with absurdity, man. Hey, and good on him, man, for busting out with a song that didn't include a truck and a wife that left him and his dog. That's great. That's sneaking outside of the box right there, baby.
And the dog didn't run away with the mailman. I don't know. Whatever. No. Now, listen. You send your emails to Zoe, okay? But so true. I just love the fact that he hit this. He hit it hard. He hit it fast. And I was rolling when somebody sent this thing to me. I just thought it was so funny.
Yes.
You know, and they're on it. They're all over it. It's great. So let's get back to some of, like, the absurd stories of the day. You know?
As if we weren't already there.
What's that?
As if we weren't already there. We kicked it off with this song. We already had it.
Oh, there are so many more of these, my friend. Stop there. Let's talk about the student leader who sits at Ohio State University who says, hey, white people have been taught they were superior for years. It's about time we turn the tables, and I want to make sure the universities are teaching black folks that they are superior. There's no reason why we shouldn't do that. It's a way for us to take it back, and we need to flip it. And I'm going, okay, yeah, that'll work.
What about superior equity, man? Can't we just all be superior? Right? If we're talking about equality, if we're talking about equity, why can't we just all be equally superior? I know that's an oxymoron, but, you know, that's what I say. You know, the black community and these so-called woke people, these woke zombies, they are the biggest investors in white supremacy there is. The Democrats haven't stopped with white supremacy. This is what they're doing now, Joe. Basically, the Democrat Party, which has always been the apartheid party of America and the party of white supremacy, I'm talking about the Confederate flag in the white field denoting, according to the designer of the flag, the Democrat William Thomas, who said that this flag represents the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the Negro.
Whoa.
Okay, so now this is Democrats. This has been them all day long. And now, Joe, they are getting black folks to focus on white supremacy. And the only way you can focus on it is to validate it by saying white people are superior and they need to give up their supremacy. And that's the whole thing. If white people are going to stop being superior, according to their narrative, they're making this narrative, not me. In order for them to give up their supremacy, that means that they must be in a position of supremacy. And they're only going to have to give it up, Joe, because it ain't like you can take it from us, right? So we'll go ahead and let you black folks, you know what? You know, by gum, we're going to let you identify. Since this is the age of identify, you want to identify as a woman, you want to identify as a cat or a dog or something like that. You know what? We'll just go ahead and let you identify as superior, too. How about that? You can go ahead and wear the little superior badge for a little while. Wait, what the crap is this?
You couldn't make this stuff up. You and I always say that. You couldn't sit there over a couple of beers and make this thing. You go, I don't want to buy that. Right? I mean, seriously. And they come up with everything. And it's becoming worse. It's like a fire hose coming at us right now. The enlightened left. Two things they just came out with here in California. The legislature just laid down on us. So one of them is they voted down a bill that would have made human trafficking a violent crime in the state. So Senate bill, and, you know, because human trafficking, it's so sensitive and there's nothing violent about it, right? There's no real victims involved. So it was introduced by Republican State Senator Shannon Grove, who changed California law to include human trafficking in the list of crimes that are classified as violent and serious under current California law. So, and the legislation would have also included human trafficking as a strike under California's three strike laws. So they voted it down. I mean, you have to sit here and go, oh my God, so you're good with human trafficking. Because here's the thing, they'll say it had stuff in it we didn't like, right? But they can, I mean, the Dems are infamous for adding, amendments to the bill while it's sitting there waiting to come out of committee, are they not?
That's all day, man. That's just who that, man. They've been saying the same thing ever since the Confederacy. Our slaves are well taken care of. They're like family, right? They love being our slaves. They love their masters. And they say they're better off for it. Even John Wilkes Booth, tried to accuse Lincoln and the Republicans. He said, you're just trying to destroy black people. That's what you're... And they say the same thing today, don't they?
Whoa.
Republicans are trying to kill black folks. John Wilkes Booth said the same thing. You're just trying to destroy the Negro. We know what's better for them. Right? It's the same mentality.
Oh my God, they enjoy it.
And it's the same thing right now. Just sex trafficking. Trying to dismiss it as, they're not really being hurt. They, some of them probably actually even enjoy it.
God.
That's Democrats. That's
all. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Okay, so TikTok lately, I'm enjoying that very much. I don't have an account with them, but I'm enjoying it very much. And
we chose to develop CeraVe from the beginning with those most passionate about
it. Oh, wait. Anyway, so, yeah, I know, right? So, the this one TikTok, it's about a minute long, but I won't play the whole minute right now. You just got to hear the beginning of it, you'll freak out. And this person is trying to explain why there's something wrong with men that won't date trans women. I do this all the time. Wait a minute, hold on.
The only reason you don't want to date someone boils down to the fact that they're trans. That's transphobia right there. Let's go over a couple of situations. So if you don't want to date a trans woman because you want kids, well, you better be keeping that same attitude with cis women who aren't infertile.
No.
No. I don't have to. Okay? If I want to date a woman, I'll date a woman. And a guy who wants to date a trans woman, it's up to them.
Is the all lives matter of sexualities? It's not a real sexuality.
Oh, hold on, though. You got to hear this. I screwed that one up on you. This person. I'm going to say this person because I.
Being super straight is the all lives matter of sexualities. It's not a real sexuality. It literally is just something that's made up to make fun of trans people and to hate on trans people. So, yes, super straights, I don't respect you and I don't respect that sexuality.
Imagine if.
You know what? And here, I'll get in trouble for this. I don't respect you. I don't respect your sexuality. What gives you the right to shove it down my throat? Tell me how wrong I am, right?
Absolutely, man. And it's like we're talking about preferences here, right?
Well, right.
They're the ones who preferred to be a freak. They're the ones who preferred to be something that they're actually not. So they get to live by their preference. Well, guess what? We get to live by ours, and we prefer real women. All right.
But yours is hateful. You're hateful.
They're the ones who are hateful. They hated what they were born as. They're the ones who discriminated against themselves and basically murdered off what they were born as to assume to be reborn as something else. Don't even try to come and tell me about something that was artificial. Yeah, I like real deal. Okay, I like my wife. She's a real woman. All right, I love my wife. She's a real woman. She's not something that's fake. Right? So we got real love. We got real attraction. We are in Realville, baby.
All right, don't go too far. Don't go too far, that, right, kid.
That's where I like. That's where I like to keep.
This stuff piles up all week long on me. I can't wait to get Zoe on because, you know, it's so crazy. And you're sitting here thinking to myself, am I got tainted because I've been doing so many of these stories? But no. When you sit back and you listen, I was at a doctor's office today. I did not know he listened to the show. And he said to me, he said, are those stories real? I mean, you do this and you, and I said, yeah, they are not from the Onion. I go looking for this stuff and I'll make sure that it's right and it's real and it's crazy. So anyway, it's just nuts. All right. When we come back, the, Pepsi unveiled. I may become Coke man over this, because they unveiled their Cracker Jill version of Cracker Jack, and isn't that a slight on white folks? I don't know. At least that's what I was taught. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Because ultimately, that's what you want to be. You want to make sure you have the information you need to push back, because we see it all the time. You're hearing it here tonight. Some of the crazy stuff they're trying to push down your throat, and you don't need to take it. You don't need to be part of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week, and we enjoy making fun of some of the dumbest things that the left is putting out there, trying to get us to buy into, if you would. And he is the host of the Zoloft, Zopi and Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, co-host of Soul Food Radio. You can find that at soulfoodradio.net with me, he and I. Let me use a proper English there. He and I... show on Sundays where we deal with God's word in plain simple English and help you fill up with it, because that's what you need to fill up with it, not this other garbage that's coming on. How are we doing, Joe?
Doing good, man. That's right. Tune in to Soul Food Radio. Don't get You know, get rid of that demonic diet that they got out there.
One of the big, I don't know if it was Beyonce, one of the newer younger artists, it was a big deal out of her just hitting, becoming a billionaire. She just went over $1.2 billion. And wow. I was sitting there in my car, and I'm kind of, you know, I like the old guy screaming at you to get off his lawn, you know, when he's on your porch. And I'm screaming at the radio, and I'm going, what is wrong with you Christians? Are you buying her music?
Yeah,
look
probably.
At how she's dressed. Listen to what she's saying. Why are you giving her money?
Yeah. I got that $1 billion booty, baby.
Oh, They had oh God. In the you know, when they're doing the promo thing or whatever you call it, as they're talking about what she's worth and all that, you know, she's walking across the floor like a cat on all fours with another girl, and it just was really, is this what we come to?
Yeah.
Is this what Sodom and Gomorrah looked like? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's coming on the way. I mean, and look, this obviously this kind of behavior gets great rewards. So, you know, this is the avenue that people are going to go down. They think that, hey, this is okay. It's okay for me to be a reprobate. You know, you get rewarded for that.
Oh, it's just, it's sickening. And it's sickening because they don't see what's going on. And when it does happen, they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
You know, how many people said, gee, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know this was coming.
Yeah.
You know? And it's because they don't, and it's flat out, because you and I have talked about this before, it's because they don't pay attention. And nothing going on around them do they really care about. Okay, some quick fun with this one. I'm sorry, but, you know, Pepsi, who owns Cracker Jacks, and, man, I think we all ate Cracker Jack as a kid, and went for more for the prize than we did for what was in it, because that was, like, kind of rock. I think it was soft rocks that was in that box most of the time, so... But in my day, the word cracker didn't have the best connotation to it, if you know what I mean. And now today, they're bringing Cracker Jill into the mix because women have made such a breakthrough in sports. Now, women have made a breakthrough in women's sports, not really men's sports. So I don't know what they're playing with words here now that I see it. But the pictures that they have of Cracker Jill, it's all walks of life. It's all kinds of women there. None of them look manly, so I'm good. And, you know, but what I did take exception at is that grand old song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, would you agree that nobody should play with that song? That's like a tradition. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
take
a, let's see if it works. Take that.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill. No one can stop you if you have the will. So let's root for a good street. We're adding our faces.
Mercy.
This is like, forgive me for saying it this way, but this is like the gospel singers, you know, that want to break into, you know, entertainment. And they got that, it's like, it's an old-time favorite. You don't have to change it. Come up with your own if you want to be original and you're going to do something. So, did you enjoy that rendition?
Man, I thought they were opposed to torture. Okay, they cry about torture, and one is bad enough that they're messing with my junk food, man. You know, it's like, don't mess with my junk food. And how do they define Cracker Jill anyway? Does the box come with extra nuts or no nuts? You know, because it's extra nuts here.
No. You're going to open up a whole can of worms if you go down that road.
Well, okay. Hello, another can of Cracker Jill.
What if you identify as a Cracker Jill? I mean, seriously, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right?
Yeah.
I guess the prize in it will be like instructions on how to tuck it. What? I mean, what's going to
be? That'll be the gift.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
A tuck it. Yeah,
a coupon for a bag of like hormones or whichever.
You're telling me.
You know? Yeah. It's like, you know, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill, you know, here inside the box you get a bunch of pills, you know, to help you with your mental state or something like that, or some antidepressants? Is that what you're going to get when you open up this box? Oh, man.
I knew that was picky. It made me crazy. Look at it. It'd be one thing if they kept the song, right? Had a girl sing the song, and they kept the song, and they had the Cracker Jill bags as a promo kind of thing. We've seen stuff like that happen in the past. Not a big deal. But the reasoning behind this, the thought behind this, is not pure. And it's not that they're just trying to be... No. They're trying to shove it down your throat, as we've been saying, thinking they're gonna force you into believing what they believe, or else. And that never works. It never has worked.
Yeah. You know, I would think that Cracker Jacks would have done something way more important than try to, you know, do this, go down this gender business. Here's the real question. Why hasn't Cracker Jack, like, explored being a cereal? Hey, come on, Cracker Jack cereal. Have they done that yet? I don't think I've ever seen Cracker Jack. It could be like...
Cereal?
I don't know. I'm not saying it'd be great, but I'm just saying everybody else is making a cereal out of something. It's like everything. I've never seen coffee cereal either. I would go for that, man. Like,
ooh,
coffee, like
coffee cereal.
You know,
that sounds
awesome. Right? Man, that sounds awesome, right? But Cracker Jacks went down this road, down the gay road, rather than the road of exploring a breakfast cereal. I mean, you know, I think that would be a better use of their time and money.
Oh, yeah. No. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, this is... Anyway, that was kind of lighthearted, and I just thought it was hilarious. When I read it, when I heard about it, I was like, really? For real? And it drove me nuts. But, okay, one more. One more to drive you nuts. This woke Chicago church is now fasting from whiteness for Lent. It's... doing it by, you know, your wife's going to hate me because you probably get off the show and your blood pressure's to the roof. And so, but they're banning all hymns by Caucasian musicians. The pastor says our music will be drawn from the African-American spiritual traditions. And that's all there is to it. And you'll have to deal with it. Too bad, right? So, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't get how does that bring us together. What in God's creation does that have to do with Lent at all in any way, shape, manner, or form? You know what I'm saying?
I dig it, man. It's like our effort to be inclusive is by excluding people. and just like you said, bringing us together. You know, look, you know, like I say, Jesus is a Levite. As well as being from the line of David, he's also a Levite. He's our high priest and king. And the word Levite itself means connector. Connected, togetherness. That's what it means. And they are being totally at odds with the high priest duty of the Lord himself who brings us together. They're excluding people. And, you know, this false preach, man, this movement of these false preachers, man, the word of God is saying, man, this got to be worried about these people. Got to be, not worried, I'm sorry.
You got to be paying attention.
You got to be paying attention, man. And these people are false teachers.
Take a listen. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. It never goes off right the first time. You know what?
It's for the better, man. I don't know any more of my nausea.
No, come on. I think it's a minute long and not even a minute long. And I don't want to run out of time. Come on. Here you go.
Of Lent, we are continuing our spiritual practice that we are calling fasting from whiteness. Now, of course, I am not someone who can change my skin or change the way that my presence as a white person allows me to walk through this nation with much ease. But during this season of Lent, what we are doing is we are choosing to place at the very center of the worship life of this church the voices of black people, indigenous people, and other people of color. And we have found that you do not need to go very far at all to find wonderful worship resources. You don't need to even leave.
And on that note, I'm just going to let you go. Oh, relax. Go to your prayer closet, but because we're out of time. Alfonso, Rachel, where do we find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys will check out the Zopium Dan, the Zoloft, /X, Soul Food Radio.
And at the local mental health center. We'll be back in a little while, people. Don't go far.